All right, welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are. And we are getting ready for the starting lineups here from Taft High School, where your Amity Warriors are taking on the Tigers in this 2-3 matchup in the district playoffs for the PacWest Conference. The winner of this will take on the Dayton Pirates on Saturday evening at Sprague High School for the district title. And the Warrior fans are on their feet, ready to cheer on their boys as they get introduced here. Starting lineup for the Warriors, Brandon Aird, a 6'2 senior, J.J. Howard, a 6'3 senior, Andrew Grove, a 5'10 senior, Trent Carton, a 5'11 senior, and Keon Vrell, a 6'2 junior. Warriors are coached by Amity alumnus Devin McShane, assisted by A.J. Farmer, Scott Wardwell, and Hugo Hernandez. So the strength of this Warrior team has been in their good run here in the second half of the season has been timely offense and consistent hustle on the defensive end. And they've been a good rebounding team, honestly. They did a pretty good job for three quarters of that game against Dayton, really making life hard on Dayton. Dayton not able to get out and run and do a lot of things they wanted to do because the Warriors were so consistent on the glass. Taft Tigers being introduced here. Number 2, Kai Bayer, a junior. Number 3, Zach Hankins, a sophomore. Number 13, J.J. McCormick, a junior. 23 is Jackson Nightingale, a junior. And 24 is Cole Tolan, a sophomore. So this is a Taft team that is very scrappy. They made that mark last year when we were here on this court. They played us very, very tough and just did it by being the scrappier team. They got after every loose ball. They banged the glass. They got a lot of offensive rebounds. They made it hard for us to get out and run at all and just did a really good job top to bottom. It didn't look like talent-wise like they should have been able to play with us, but there was no question that in terms of their hustle and other things made up for maybe a talent deficit. So now this is a team that's back with a chance to play for a district title. And they're on their home court. They've been an inconsistent team all year. Hopefully the Warriors are catching them on one of their less impressive nights. It'll be Tolan jumping with Howard. Tolan about 6'3 as well. They don't list their heights in the program, but he's right there, 6'3", 6'4". Skinny, lanky kid. JJ wins the tap and ends up with it. And they said went over and back. JJ was still in the backcourt when Brandon got the ball and tipped it to him. I don't know about that. I don't think Brandon ever had control of that ball. But called over and back by the official. And it's Taft ball really to get things started here. Running the point for him is number 3, Hankins. They go high post. Here comes Nightingale around at the elbow. Finds Tolan cutting down the middle. Little jump hook. No good. Rebound back out to Bayer. Bayer for 3 misses. And Carton has his first rebound of the game. Gets it to Grove. Grove's been playing some very steady point guard in this last 9 games. Carton on the left wing with it. Surveys the court. Hits J.J. popping out. J.J. hands off to Andrew. Grove works around the top. High post. Vrell steps back from 15. Buries it. Beautiful looking shot by Keon Vrell. Got that little step to the side there. Created some space. Going the other way. It's Nightingale with the drive to the baseline. Nothing there. Skips it back out on top. They go to Tolan on the left baseline. And the ball kicked out of bounds or knocked out of bounds by Brandon Aird. Devin wants man-to-man defense coming out of this side inbounds. Hankins on top, running the point. Gets a little screen from Tolan, works left back to Tolan, fakes a 3, drives, bounce pass down low to Nightingale. Nothing there. Nightingale now out on top with it. That was McCormick, excuse me, down low. Nightingale swings it over to Bayer. Bayer on the right angle, on top. A fake, a drive by McCormick, spinning, off balance, misses, ball's loose. Tolan gets it, banks, no good. J.J. had it, saves it to Grove. Good hustle by the Warriors inside. A couple of close-in shots missed there by the Tigers. J.J. with it on the right angle. Back to Grove out on top. Now he backs up on the left angle, extended. Goes in the corner to Aird. Aird fakes out, in, goes back out to Grove. Swing to Carton on the right angle. Carton, top of the key, over to Grove. Grove drives baseline, hangs, banks, no good, tips, and rebound by McCormick. Grove had a nice move there and a good look, just couldn't finish. Going the other way, Nightingale drives in, draws a bump, no call, ball's loose. Carton grabs it. Good rebound by Trent in traffic there. Trent heading up the floor, draws the foul on Nightingale on the reach-in. First foul of the game on either team. And the Warriors will have the ball side out of bounds here. Warriors going left to right in front of me. I'm behind the Taft bench. Warriors inbounding. Grove with it back to Carton on the right angle. Down on the baseline. It's Vrell poked away. Gets it back. Throws it away. Going the other way. Up with the left hand lay-in and in is Hankins. Warriors don't take care of the ball and it's a 2-2 game. Carton. Left wing down in the corner to Aird. Aird gets it into JJ. Tries to go down low. It's picked off. There's a pass ahead. Bear hangs. Lays it up. No good. Grove with the rebound. Pulls it out of there. 2.5 minutes gone. It's still a 2-2 game. Grove surveys this 2-3 defense that really extends. High post to Aird. Aird turns. Misses. Rebound inside Vrell. One bounce. Up. Missed the lay-in. Had it, just took it up too strong. I don't think he realized he wasn't going to get fouled or really even contested. Nightingale drives in. JJ affects the shot, but Nightingale banks it home 4-2. Tigers. Aired quickly the other way. Back out on top to Grove. Swings left angle. Trent for three. Buries it. Trent Carton continuing his good three-point shooting from last game. It's a 5-4 Warrior lead. At the other end, Tolan challenged, missed, rebound. Good job by Aird. Rebound by Vrell ahead to JJ. JJ steps through, goes through traffic, still going all the way down. Offensive foul. Might have been a bit of a flop there by Tolan, but JJ was being so aggressive, needed to just slow it down, realized he didn't have numbers there. A little too aggressive. First foul on JJ. First team foul on the Warriors. 4:39, first quarter, 5-4, Warrior lead. Warriors extending a 1-2-2 press here. Bayer gets it ahead to Nightingale. He drives, gets into the paint, misses the short jumper. Carton throws ahead to JJ, picked off by Bayer. Bayer ahead to Tolan. Tolan back to Bayer, top of the key, swings it. McCormick starts to drive, nothing there. Nothing there. Back out to Bayer, and he sets it to Hankins on top to reset. Warriors back in man-to-man. Nope. What do we got? 2-3 defense for the Warriors. Bayer fakes. It's McCormick popping out. Swings left side. Three-pointer halfway down. No good by Hankins. Rebound, Carton. Carton up the left side. He's got three boards already. Slows it down. Hands off to Grove to set the offense. In the corner to Aird. Aird drives, back out to JJ, hesitation, hooks it to Carton for three. And we're going to have a foul underneath on Aird with the push. A little too physical on McCormick. Second foul on Aird. No, first foul on Aird. Second foul on the Warriors. Aird out and Coelho into the game. 5-4 Amity still, 3:37 left to go first quarter. Both teams have missed a number of really good opportunities here. Bayer gets it to Hankins, swings it over to Battle into the game. Battle on the left wing, on top. They go high post, kick it out. Good ball movement, Tolan down low. Hank scores. Good ball movement, ends up in the hands of Cole Tolan right along that baseline. He hangs and banks it in. It's 6-5 Tigers. Grove into the right corner to Coelho. Back to Grove. Grove, high post, Vrell. Turns down low. JJ lays it up and in. Great pass from Keon Vrell to JJ Howard, who snuck in on the backside of that zone. That's the way you do it, a little high-low. Excellent ball movement by the Warriors. You get that high post with Vrell. Vrell pivots, squares up. He's got an opportunity at that point to shoot, which he did the first time he had the ball. He also has the opportunity to drive. Hard to do against the zone, but more importantly, he sees the floor when he pivots and squares up, finds JJ all by himself underneath the left side of the basket. 30-second timeout. 7-6 Warriors. Warriors with good balance so far. Howard and Burrell with two each. Carton with three. It's going to be Taft basketball coming the length of the floor. Warriors in a 2-2-1 full court pressure here. Battle to Hankins. Back to Battle. Hankins with it. Crosses half court to McCormick. McCormick top of the key. Over to Battle. Battle on the right angle. McCormick swings it. Bayer for three. No good. JJ with the rebound. Or Hankins missed that one. Excuse me. Pass ahead. Parton. High post. JJ gets it poked away. Gets it back. Resets over to Grove. Grove backs it out. Burrell. High post. Coelho. Back to Burrell. Skip past Parton on the right side. Drives baseline. Hangs. Draws some contact. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. Hankins starting to protest a little bit, and his coach just looks at him and says, man, you brought both arms down. They're going to call it every time. Good move by Trent. Saw that little opening along the baseline. Got in there, didn't try to do too much with it. Made sure he drew the contact. First free throw good for Carton. Four in the game for the senior forward. Second one also good. Trent Carton, 5 points, leading scorer in the game. Warriors up 9-6, largest lead for either team. Hankins starts to drive, kicks it over to Bayer, down low, Tolan on the baseline, came up short, ball tipped that around, should be Warriors ball, it is. 2:10 left to go, first quarter. 9-6 Amity. Grove walks it up, wants a little motion offense here. Down in the corner. Coelho drives, kicks it back out to Grove. He'll go baseline. There's nothing there. Tries to hook a pass, but he stepped out of bounds first. Trying to do a little too much against that zone. There really wasn't a good place to drive on that baseline. Grove got himself into position where he had no shot. He had the baseline on his right, and it was going to be hard to get a pass through that zone defense. Battle gets it back over to Hankins, skips it ahead to McCormick. Left side, Bayer for three. Hits it. Ty Bayer, his first basket of the game. It's a 9-9 game. JJ, pass knocked away. Grove had it, lost it. Hankins throws ahead to Battle. Carton hustling back. The shot is good by Battle as he lays it up and in. His first basket, five straight for the Tigers. High post, Burrell fumbles it, gets it back. Down low to Coelho, skips it out to JJ. Three-pointer left side, no good. Parton has it. If he can get it, he does. And a timeout taken by the Warriors. Good job by Trent not to travel on that. McCormick a little shaken up. He's a big, strong kid, though. I think he's going to be fine. He had Parton's foot kind of wrapped around his belly there as he fell against Trent's legs. Warriors take the 30-second timeout. 11-9. Taft on top, five straight points, three by Bayer, two by Battle. Giving this Tiger team that two-point lead. A back-and-forth game. Warriors had the first basket of the game. It's 2-0. Taft came back, tied it up, went up 4-2. Warriors came back and took a 5-4 lead. Taft was up 6-5. Warriors came back, made it 9-6 on four straight points. And now five straight makes it 11-9 Taft. So back and forth game here in this first quarter. Minute 9 to go. 2-3 zone really extending. Out 28, 29 feet from the basket in times. Burrell, left corner three. No good. Coelho battles, gets it in the right corner. Dribbles out of there, gives it to JJ. JJ on the right wing to Carton. Carton directing traffic over to JJ for three. Perfect. JJ with his second basket. He's got five. Trent's got five. The seniors leading the way here. 12-11. Warriors on top by one. Grove knocks it away but can't save it. It's out of bounds to the Tigers. 33 seconds remaining first quarter, 12-11 Amity. Both teams with two fouls, so no one close to being in the bonus here in the first quarter. 21 into the game, that's Stahl. He gives it to Battle on top. Over to Hankins. Back to Stahl. Stahl top of the key, swings it to Battle on the left angle. Down low, ball knocked away. Battle gets it back. Skip pass over to Bayer. Drives baseline, hangs. Forced a tough shot, missed it. Ball's tipped a couple of times. Stahl with it, goes up. JJ blocked it. And Trent thought there was a... Trent heard a buzzer, and I heard it too. They're saying it was the... Was it the shot clock? It's going to be Taft ball at the other end. Trent thought it was the end of the quarter. He heard a buzz. He just turned and chucked the ball the length of the floor. There's 4.7 seconds left. Everybody heard it, but it was the shot clock, not the game clock. Got to know the difference. Battle jacks up a three. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter, so no harm done there. 12-11. Good one here from Taft High School, playing for that number opportunity to be the team against Dayton for the league championship. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Taft High School. Janelle and Ron are just like squeezing me here. Hey, hey, if you don't know anything about computers, don't touch this. You know that's a touchscreen. You probably just totally messed it up. Inside, it's Taft ball knocked away and stolen by the Warriors. And then a travel called on the Warriors, headed the other way, aired with the travel, I think. Ron Ropp, messing with my touch screen. Who knows what you were touching? Warriors turn it over. Taft ball, 7:52 here, early in the second quarter. Battle with it. High post. Stahl goes back door. They can't hold on to it. Warriors basketball was intended for Hankins on the back door cut. Stahl could have just turned and gone to the basket because of the overplay in the high post. But he didn't know. Dyer into the game for the Warriors, along with Carton Grove, aired with the ball right now. And JJ. JJ on the right angle, down in the corner, hits a three. JJ feeling it. He's got eight. He's as good a shooter as there is in this league from three-point range when you let him set his feet and spot up. He has good range out to about 27, 28 feet comfortably. Stahl swings it to Hankins, wants to drive, nothing there. Skips it over to Battle on the left wing. He drives, loses it, aired with the steal. Aired ahead to Carton. Carton out in front, fouled from behind. Two shots coming. Oh, no shots coming. The official going to say that then it's a clear path foul, right? Guess not. So it'll be Warriors ball out of bounds. First team foul of the quarter on either team. It's 15-11 Amity. 7:04 left to go, second quarter. Battle and Hankins out. McCormick and Bayer back in. We go to JJ. Right at the basket. He's fouled and he scores. What a pass by Andrew Grove. JJ with a great cut from the top of the key right down along the left side, streaking to the basket. And an excellent pass by Andrew Grove. Easy to handle for JJ to finish with that left hand and draws the contact. Warriors up six. JJ a chance to make it seven. And he does. JJ Howard. We talked about spurts. Warriors on one right now. 9 straight points over the last 2.5 minutes of this game. On top with it, Bayer. High post. McCormick, couple of dribbles, gives it to Tolan. Tolan swings it back to Stahl, popping out. He goes right side. Bayer tries to go baseline, cut off by Grove with some help from Dyer. And I don't know who scored that. Was that McCormick or Stahl? I think that was Stahl with the basket on the right side. Defense got there a little late. Grove loses it, driving to the basket, ahead to... Oh, great defense by Carton, and there's a steal. They throw ahead. Grove, if he can save it, he gets the bottom of the backboard. Here's Carton. He lays it in. Oh, my goodness, what great hustle by all the Warriors on that. Started with Carton making a play on one end, knocking the ball loose on the layup. And then Carton gets the putback at the other end after Grove can't make the basket because the pass was too far out in front. At the other end, a three-pointer by Bayer, his second of the game. Cuts the lead to 4, 20-16. Air drives deep, kicks back out to Grove, fakes the three, hits Dyer in the high post. Out to Aird. Aird on the right wing on top to Grove. Fumbles it, gets it back. Bounce pass to Aird in the corner. Steps through, fakes. Now to Grove. Grove swings to JJ on the left wing. Back to Grove on top. Over to JJ. He's got the three. Little strong on that one. Ball tipped. McCormick comes down with it. Good tip by Stahl. Bayer wanted the three. Can't get it. Good job by Grove. Stahl at the foul line. Knocked away by Dyer. Stolen by Grove. Grove going the other way. Takes it in, and he is fouled. 13 foul on the Tigers. Grove will shoot two. He took a hard fall into the wall there, but Andrew will be fine. He's laughing. Told you, this Tiger team is scrappy. They will not give up anything. They hustle back on every play, and so they pick up a lot of fouls, but they also rough you up a little bit in the process. Grove takes a moment to tie his shoe. 20-16, Warriors on top. Grove with the line to shoot two. Hasn't been a very consistent foul shooter this year. Buries the first one. He's been kind of 50-50 a lot of the year. A lot of times he'll miss that first one, make the second one. One more coming for the senior point guard. Buries both of them perfectly. I love it. Into the game, Yoakum replaces Grove. Grove's first break of the game comes at the 5:20 mark in the second quarter, 22-16 Amity. Three team fouls on the Tigers, none on the Warriors. Warriors could be shooting a lot of free throws later in this quarter if they continue to press it offensively. Bayer swings it over to Battle. Battle on top to McCormick, swings left side. Bayer wants the three, can't get it. Good job by Yoakum. On top to Battle. Vrell has him. Back over to Bayer, good closeout. Yoakum right up on him. High post, McCormick knocked away, picked up by Nightingale. Gets to the elbow, can't go anywhere. McCormick back on top, gives it to Bayer. Bayer, four on the shot clock. Pulls up, draws a foul. Not a good foul by the Warriors with one on the shot clock. You foul the guy trying to force the shot up from 15 feet. And it's going to be on Yoakum. First foul on the Warriors. That's an unfortunate foul by Cooper. To the line, Bayer cut into this six-point lead. He's got two shots. First one's perfect. Seven in the game for Kai Bayer, junior point guard. Not a lot of seniors that get playing time on this team. None of them start. Three of them on the bench. Bayer makes them both. Cuts it to four. Howard running the point here. Vrell, high post, air, drives in, lost the ball. Had the hard dribble, and he just lost it behind himself. Coming the other way, McCormick hands off to Tolan. Tolan fakes the deep three, wants to drive, cut off by air, spins, hangs, misses from about 10 feet. Howard with the board. JJ right up the middle of the floor, over to Aird. Aird back to JJ on top, drives, hangs, scoops, scores! JJ waiting to see if the defense was going to come across. They don't. McCormick rolls an ankle in the process. He's in a little bit of pain coming off. But the fact that he walked off the floor tells me it's a stinger. He'll be back. He'll be walking that off in the next couple of minutes. 24-18 Warriors coming up halfway through the second quarter. Bayer over to Battle. The right side, back on top to Fajardo in the game. They go left corner, now on top to Battle. Battle looking for a pop out. It's Nightingale, drives, hangs, misses. Dyer with the board in traffic. Over to JJ. JJ brings it up the left side. Gets through some traffic. Gets to the foul line. Over to Yoakum, drives baseline, hangs, lays it up and in. Bayer gambled and missed. Yoakum ends up with the basket. 26-18. Warriors' 8-point lead is the largest by either team. Fajardo in the high post. Hands off. Bayer drives. Kicked out to Battle. Battle from 18. No good. We're going to get a pushing foul on Dyer. See, he put a hand in the back of Fajardo. Second team foul on the Warriors. 3:18 left to go, second quarter. Ball out of bounds, left side of the key along the baseline. Fajardo to inbound. They run a little cross. He gets it to Bayer, misses a jumper, gets fouled by Yoakum. Another bad foul by Cooper. That's twice he's fouled a jump shooter. He's a little frustrated. You just have to be smarter about that contact. Cooper just a little too aggressive on both of those plays, trying to make the big play. Sometimes you just have to play fundamentally sound defense and let the chips fall where they may. Sometimes they make shots. Yoakum out, Grove in. The first free throw good by Bayer. Yoakum's hustle's outstanding. Just closing out a little too aggressively. And that's twice. And Bayer's got four free throws because of those fouls. 26-20 Warriors coming up on the three-minute mark in the second quarter. Grove out by the center circle, works to the right angle. Backs off, now drives, gets in deep. Nothing there, out to Dyer. Gives it up to Aaron on the left wing. Fajardo hassling him. Over to J.J., fakes, drives, fouled. Fajardo came across, took J.J. out. J.J. was going hard with that left hand. When you drive like that, you're going to take some falls. Fourth team foul, first on Fajardo. Howard to the line, up six, 2:51 left to go first half. Hoping to get Sarah Grove here for a little halftime talk about the girls' game coming up on Saturday. J.J. misses the first one. First thing hasn't gone right for J.J. today. He's got 13 points here in this first half. Rattles the second one home. Carton in. Replaces Dyer. So it's Carton, Vrell, Grove, J.J. Howard, and Aird. So starting lineup back in for the Warriors with 2:45 to go here in the first half. Bayer, seven-point game, slings it to Battle. On top, Tolan, right side, Bayer for three, no good. Long rebound, Aird battling, knocks it loose. Nightingale gets it at the elbow, trapped. Back out, Tolan wants the three, can't get it, drives, hangs, off balance, misses, tips again, and Aird has the rebound. He's fouled on the reach-in by Fajardo. Aird's going to shoot two free throws. That is the 15th foul on the Tigers. With 2:24 left to go in the second quarter, 27-20, Amity on top. Aird headed to the line for two. Warrior student section traveled pretty well tonight. Girls basketball is here along with a number of boys. Aird rims the first one in and out. Senior forward is scoreless so far tonight. I'm not even sure he had a shot prior to that. Fajardo out into the game stall. Aird short on the second one. Rebound to Tolan. Aird misses the pair. Long pass ahead. Nightingale drives baseline. Loses the ball out of bounds. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Aird. Aird was given ground. Nightingale lost his balance on the attempted spin move. Not a good foul call there, I don't think. I think they missed that one. Aird was drop-stepping the whole way. That's his second foul. Ball out of bounds. Nightingale inbounds right side of the key along the baseline. Gets in the right corner to Battle. Battle, mid post, Tolan back to Battle on top, Bayer. Bayer goes high post to Stahl, looking for the backdoor cutter, not there. Battle on top with it. Coming up on the 2-minute mark. High post, Tolan. Hands back to Battle. They reset the offense. Calls out three for the play. Hands off. They run a little weave up top. Bayer over to Battle. Now he gets a little screen. Hands to McCormick, or to Nightingale, wants to drive, gets in deep, steps through the right, and gets it to drop. Nice little fake left, come back to the right for Nightingale. He's got four in the game. It's a five-point Warrior lead. J.J. takes the three, short. Rebound, that was the first time the Warriors have really forced their offensive action. Too quick of a shot there for J.J. Bayer on top, high post, Tolan. Hands off the Battle, takes a three. No good. Rebound missed by Tolan. Rebound by J.J. Ahead to Vrell. Vrell to Carton. Carton fouled. Great pass by Vrell. Way to run the court by Trent. Ends up getting himself to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Stahl. No, on Battle, his first. Trent to the line to shoot two. Buries the first one. Trent with seven here in the first half. No, eight, excuse me now. Misses the second one. Rebound, Tolan. Warriors have missed three of their last four free throws. Battle sets the offense out in the center circle. Right angle, Bayer on top. Stahl, he's not going to shoot that. Swing it left side. Battle for three. Top of the backboard and out of bounds. Warriors ball. Well, I don't know if Taft is just a bad shooting team or if it's an off night for them so far, but they have missed a lot of open looks from three-point range. They take quite a few. They're two out of about eight or nine. Carton with it. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. Vrell, Coelho in the right corner. Back to Grove. Grove trying to go down low to J.J. Force that pass. That's twice the Warriors have forced things. The last three trips down the floor, not good. Six-point game. They lob down to Stahl. Nowhere to go. J.J. with the block and the foul. J.J. just so excited to block that shot. His legs were out of control. Little out of control. And that led to contact after the shot, but before Stahl established himself. He's going to get two shots. Stahl at the line. Misses the first one. J.J. out. That was his second foul. Don't want him to pick up another one here with 23 seconds. One more for Stahl. 28-22 Warriors. Stahl. Free throw. No good. Carton with the rebound. Strong board. Took it right away from Bayer. Warriors coming the other way with 20 seconds. Chance for one shot here. Grove at 2-3 zone, really extending. Over to Carton, fakes the shot. Back to Grove with 8 seconds. Grove starts to drive. High dribble, they're going to get him for a carry. Didn't really know where he wanted to go. Was just dribbling left with 3 seconds. No plan leads to bad results a lot of times. That time down the floor, it didn't look like the Warriors really knew where they wanted to go to get their shot. We're going to have an inbound here for Taft at about the 10-foot line on their end of the floor. They get it in. No, Grove knocks it away. 2.8 left. Good hustle by Andrew. One more opportunity here for Taft, this time from the right sideline, below the foul line. Bayer goes left. A lot of time before that ran off, but he misses the shot. Warriors were up by one after a quarter, 12-11. Now they lead 28-22, outscoring Taft 16-11 in that quarter. J.J. Howard leading the way there in the first half. He had a couple of threes and 14 points overall. Trent Carton with a three and 8 points. Yoakum with two, Grove two, and Vrell two. Well, maybe I won't get Sarah Lynn. She's just going to walk off and leave me. For the Tigers, Kai Bayer with a pair of threes and 4 out of 4 from the foul line, 10 points. Nightingale with four, Stahl, Tolan, Hankins, and Battle with two each. Warriors up 28-22 here at halftime. We'll take a break. If I get an interview, we'll come back on. If I don't, well, we won't until it's about time to start the second half. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Taft High School. Warriors lead 28-22. Got Tim Harsma here with me. Told you if we got an interview, we'd get off the commercials. You can either hear about Tim on the commercials or you can hear from Tim. our local country insurance agent, a huge supporter of Amity Warrior Athletics, and also assistant girls basketball coach. Also has a boy playing middle school basketball and another one playing ABA basketball and other stuff. And hold on, I got you turned down. We got to fix that. Let's try that. How's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's good. All right, so which one are we going to talk about first? Let's talk about boys basketball here first.
Okay.
What was your impression sitting here watching this? What did you think went well, and what do the Warriors need to clean up in the second half?
Just need to maintain composure and stay calm. You know, there towards the end, we got a little too fast, a little ahead of ourselves.
But, right.
I think you maybe a little more defensive pressure on the other side of the ball. I don't think Taft likes it. I think that's how we beat them at home by so much, to really force them to play a faster game, and I don't think they're very good at that.
Well, for most of that first half, we were very composed offensively. We worked the ball very well. We got good looks. Three of the last four possessions, we had the quick shot by JJ, which just was out of character for that first half.
Yeah.
And we had Trent got the two free throws. Then we took another, I think we had a turnover, and then Andrew on that last one with the high dribble. Didn't really look like we knew what we wanted to do. So kind of those last four possessions were pretty ugly.
Yeah, right. Just going too fast and just the opposite of what they did for the first, 14 minutes of the game or whatever.
Yeah. Overall, pretty good offensive composure, patience, moving the ball. They've done that better the second half of the year.
Yes.
They've been better at that. All right, so let's talk girls basketball. You guys, I assume tomorrow is the 2-3 game for the girls?
Yeah, actually Sheridan Dayton are playing tonight because they tied for fifth.
Okay.
So they're playing to break that, and then the winner will go down to Sandium Christian tomorrow.
Okay. For back-to-back games, huh?
Yeah, because there was an extra game because they tied for fifth.
Okay.
And then Taft's waiting for the winner of that for Saturday.
And then you guys just play Jefferson Saturday, and that's it?
Correct.
So what do we have to do against Jefferson? Neutral court. Both teams lost on the visiting court in what ended up being a pretty close game at our place. I didn't think it was going to be, but it got close at the end, closer, down to six or so.
Yeah, the
like
score
that.
Was closer than the game actually was. I mean,
right.
Never felt like it was in doubt.
That must be nice as a coach to feel that way.
It's a lot less stressful.
Yeah, it is. what do we need to do there at Sprague High School on Saturday deal with Jefferson?
Just guard the pick and roll. Gretchen's going to get hurt. So,
yep.
I mean, we can try to slow her down as much as we can and make life difficult, which we did pretty well at home. She did quite a bit at the end of the game. You know, I mean, she had nine at halftime, including those three free throws at the end of the half. And I think we guard the pick and roll and just make her life as uncomfortable as we can. You know, she's the key, obviously, to what they do. So.
But you're right. She is going to get hers. One way or another.
She's phenomenal. I mean, she's probably the best 3A basketball player out there right now. And
where does she rank kind of in your having watched, 20 years of 3A basketball? You know, how does she rank kind of? Because would you call her a point guard, or is she more of a two guard that handles the ball a lot?
No, I think she's a point guard. I think she's really good at it. She's just a point guard that can also shoot. She handles it well. She's very unselfish.
She better than Shawnee Spink was?
A
little different type of player. But
yeah, a little different. She doesn't have the supporting cast that Shawnee has, so it's hard to really tell. I don't know.
Individual skill-wise, it's hard for me to imagine that Spink had more individual skills. She was more of a spot-up shooter or drive all the way to the basket. It seems like Gretchen can score from anywhere in a lot of different ways.
She absolutely can. So I'd say over just all-around scorer, yeah, she's probably better. Shawnee shot the ball really well.
And she was a great passer.
Right.
She created a lot for her
I don't think, if Gretchen had somebody else to handle the ball and could get spot up and shoot, I think she's just as good. We just don't get to see that.
Yeah, yeah. Win or lose in that game, I think we're looking at a home game.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we drop out of three.
Right, we'll get one for sure. I think we're probably three no matter what.
Worst case scenario would be to drop to four.
Yeah, I don't think that can happen. We'll see what happens to Sutherland tonight because they play a lower-ranked team. So we'll see if we close that gap with them or not to where that – because the Jefferson's a good game.
Yeah.
You know, to maybe we can catch them. But I feel like we're probably three.
Go ahead. And right now, what are kind of the options that we're looking at down in that 14 range?
Oh, I was looking at it a little bit. I think Burns is around there. Warrington's around there. You know, 13, 14. You know, they're kind of hovering there.
And generally, teams that are kind of ranked in that level don't have good guard play. That's why they're there.
Right.
Because they don't handle the ball particularly well. And that plays right into our strength defensively.
Yes. Yeah.
What have you guys been working on in terms of things you want to shore up?
No, stay in shape, number one. You know, a whole week off isn't really what we want or like, but it is what it is. You know, try to stay in shape defensively, staying committed to what we're doing, you know, not reaching and being just a solid defender. And then offensively, just running our stuff and just getting better at it in the half court, you know, because obviously we want to run, but when we don't get those opportunities, we're just trying to get better at capitalizing and scoring in the half court.
All right, let's talk about a little bit of middle school basketball. How's Carter been playing?
Pretty good. I haven't got to watch a ton, obviously, with their commitment to the girls' basketball, but I've watched some. Yeah. Very good offensively. Defensively, at times he's good, and at times it looks like they don't want to play defense, you know? So I don't know if that's just a middle school thing.
Is he going to be a point guard in high school?
You know, he's running the point right now. I think he would be better as a shooting guard if we could find a guard, you know, someone else, because he can score off the dribble, but he's a good shooter. I think if he could, you know, run off screens and do a little bit more of that, I think would be ideal. But, you know, he may end up having to run the
point. There's nothing wrong with having to learn to be a point guard at a young age.
Right. It could help you no matter where you end up playing. So,
and it can, as you know, in high school, sometimes it can change from year to year. You've got to have a point guard.
Yeah.
And if a certain player is your best point guard, then that you got to go with that. You can't like, well, we'll sacrifice the point guard position for a better shooting guard. Like, no,
yeah,
we're gonna put that our best opportunity at point guard, regardless of what that looks like. His freshman year, Khalil will be a senior.
Correct.
There's some point guard potential there, I think, with Khalil. Also, Asher Weiler,
yes,
right, will be a senior that year. So who knows? I mean, there's a potential of both of those kids developing into point guards over the next couple of years.
We'll see if he's ready at that point. He's got some work to do. But,
and how's Marcus doing?
Marcus is good. He's having fun playing the ABA with the young kids.
Is he playing with kids his age now?
He is right now, yeah. So last year he played up with Carter's
team.
This year he's playing back with – well, he's playing sixth grade, I guess. He's a fifth grader.
That's good. That's all right.
They play their tournament this weekend, so it'll be fun.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.
You bet.
We are ready to roll here with second half action from Taft High School. It'll be Amity Warrior basketball to start the third quarter. They've got a six-point lead, 28-22. Grove to Carton on the wing. Back to Grove on top. Swings to JJ on the left wing. Skips it back over to Trent. Right corner three. Little strong. Aired with the rebound. Hooks it back up. Won't stay. JJ had it, lost it. Bayer with a rebound. Gets it ahead to Nightingale on the right wing. Carton. Good hustle by Vrell. Saves it. Ball's on the floor. Carton scrapping. We've got a jump ball. Great job by the Warriors. Get back defensively. Aired and Carton there, along with a little help from Grove. Early here in the third quarter, Warriors with an 8-point lead in this 2-versus-3. The winner plays Dayton on Saturday. They go high post. Ball knocked away by Carton. Can't get it. Collected by Hankins. Down low. Picked off by Vrell. Vrell, hesitation dribble. Pushes up the middle. Still going. Gets in deep. Kicks a double bounce pass out to Carton. Baseline. Works his way along the baseline. Stops. Kicks it back out on top to Grove. Good job by Trent. Good patience there. Didn't force that shot. He wanted to shoot it. JJ, right corner. Back out on top, Trent for a left angle three. Looks good. Bounces around and goes in. Boy, I had a good angle on that one, folks. See that one go. 11 in the game for Carton. It's been he and JJ on the offensive end for the Warriors. It's what you want. There's Air, knocks it away, comes up with a steal. If he can't, oh, he's tackled, no foul. And then Grove knocks it out of bounds. Wow. We've got two quality officials out here. And then we got one guy who really should not be officiated a varsity game. He looks like a JV official. He officiates like a JV official. Game's a little fast for him. He was trying to get out of the way of the play, and he turned his head on the ball, and Aird got basically tackled by the guy rolling into his feet. And because the official was looking the other way, he doesn't see that. He turns around. Now the Taft kid has the ball, loses it out of bounds. But because the guy still isn't in a good position, he calls it off of Grove. Questionable all the way around. 30-second timeout was taken there by Taft. It's their ball. Warriors are up 31-22. 9-point Amity lead. Nightingale with it on the right angle. On top, Hankins. Carton on him. Got to be careful. Hankins, tough shot. Leans it in off the glass. Wow, that was a really tough shot by Hankins. Carton at the other end loses it, gets it back. Ball knocked away, stripped. Carton battling, jump ball. Warriors ball on the alternating possession. Warriors going right to left here in front of me. Carton lost that dribble. Fighting like crazy to get it back. Not everybody appreciates the scrappiness that Trent plays with him. That ball is loose. He plays in the gray area then. He is going to do almost anything he can to get that ball back. He definitely put his body on the line. Aird on top. Back over to Grove on the left wing. Corner Carton. Nothing there. Back to Grove. High post. Burrell doubled, tripled. Drives, kicks to Grove. Fakes the three. Drives to Aird. Aird on the baseline. Offensive foul. That's a terrible call. That's a flop by Stahl. Aird barely made contact with him. And Devin with his hands on his feet, that's the same official. He's just terrible. It's like he's never watched a varsity game. And the other official's going to go talk to him now and say, hey, that's not what I saw. It's a terrible call. Horrible. Like three bad calls in a row, dude. 6:02 left to go in the third quarter, 31-24. Sorry, fans, my bias coming out there a little bit. You should have heard me when I used to coach. This is nothing. High post Stahl with it. Hanson Nightingale coming around. Nightingale gets to the post, jumps. Good defense by Dyer to affect that shot. Burrell comes out of there with it. Dyer into the game for Aird with his three fouls. JJ left side pulls up on the baseline, misses that one. Dyer knocks it loose out of bounds. JJ had the shot he wanted, a little like 8-10 foot pull up there on that left baseline. It's a good looking shot for JJ. Still 7-point Warrior lead. Bayer with it, drives, hangs, floater, gets it. Nobody stepped up to stop him on the curl. Little handoff from Hankins. Warrior lead down to 5. Carton on the left side. Saves it back to JJ. Warriors playing a little bit on the edge of control here. Carton to Grove. Deep 3. Way too strong. Inside Dyer had it ripped away by Nightingale. Nightingale going hard the other way. Drives. Lays it up and in. See, there was a no call there, but that was actually a good no call. And we're going to get a foul going the other way. This one on Nightingale. This official's like, man, I've called everything in favor of Taft. I better call one on them here so the Amity fans don't run me out of here. 3-point Warrior lead, 4:55 in the third, 31-28. Both teams with one team foul here in the quarter. JJ, high post Burrell, down low to Dyer, back out to JJ, takes the three. No good. Grove can't get the rebound. Long pass ahead to Tolan. Leaves it for Bayer. Bayer on top Nightingale. Drives. Hangs. No good. Rebound back up. No good by Stahl. Rebound to JJ. Grove with it. Nice little 6-point run here for the Tigers right now. JJ on the left wing, skips it over to Trent, drives, pulls up, drops it in along the baseline there. Trent Carton, 5 in the quarter. All 5 of the Warriors' points this quarter. And he's got 13 in the game. High post stall. Better run back door. He takes the jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Dyer didn't box out. Ball's loose. Grove comes up with it. Grove going the other way. Bounce pass picked off. Not a good pass by Andrew. Tried to force that one. Going the other way. Nightingale pulls up from the elbow. No good. Rebound. Grove. Stall flopping out there. JJ barely made contact with him. A lot of flopping by this Tiger team. Officials have bought into a couple of them. Grove over to JJ. High post. Burrell down low. Oh, he had Dyer. Dyer's momentum took him away from the pass just a little bit. He was open. Burrell a little fancy with that pass. Carton almost has the steal on the inbound as he comes diving down in. Now he's going to pick up Hankins full court. Now he backs off. Still grabbing Hankins. I think Carton has decided he's going to get in Hankins' head here a little bit. Nightingale on the right wing with it. Wants to drive. Baseline. Back out. Tolan. Short jumper. No good. Ball tipped. Chased down in the corner. Can't get to it. Warrior basketball. Into the game. Quelo. Quelo gets Keon out. 3:15 to go. Third quarter. Warriors up 5. 33-28. McCormick in, probably going to get Stahl out. Stahl is a real deficit for them offensively out there. He doesn't handle the ball well. He doesn't shoot well. Doesn't do much well, but rebound. Just a big body. Grove walks it up the floor. They come up on the 3-minute mark in the third quarter. Carton on top. Back over to JJ. Spot up 3. Good! JJ Howard buries his first points of the quarter. And the Warriors have an 8-point lead. Trent up tight. Crossed over. They go down low. JJ blocks it out of bounds. No call. McCormick went up with it. JJ swats it out of bounds coming across him. Could have called a foul. There wasn't a call there. Both teams just with one foul. Bayer with it. Hesitation dribble. Gets in deep. Kicks it back out to McCormick on top, Tolan. Hands off to Bayer. Bayer resets the offense. Down low, McCormick lays it up. JJ affected the shot. Ball's loose. Hankins out to Nightingale. He couldn't handle the pass. He tried to catch it with one hand and dribble it, and he lost it on the baseline. Battle in, McCormick out. Oh, Nightingale out. Warriors with the ball up 8. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Carton on the left wing. On top to Grove. Grove swings to JJ on the right wing. Back to Grove. High post. Quelo back out. Carton for 3. That one deflected. Blocked by Hankins. Bayer with it. Gets it to Hankins on the baseline. Back out to Tolan. Tolan, 3-point line. Wants to drive. Hangs. Fouled. Good aggressive attack there. I thought Tolan was a little taller after watching him. I think he's about 6'2", actually. I thought he was 6'3 or more. He looked very tall when he's by himself, very lanky, but he's not as tall as I thought. He goes to the line to shoot 2, though, trying to cut into this 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go. Hits the first one. Tolan, just a sophomore, 3 points in the game. One more. It's this one, too. 6-point Warrior lead, 36-30. Under 2 to go in the third quarter. Quelo in the right corner. Back out to JJ on the wing. Skip pass over to Grove in the left corner. Kicks it back out. Yoakum drives. Tries to go bounce pass to Dyer. That's a carry. Hankins wanted to make a pass. Nobody was open. Brought it back down on the dribble. Warriors get lucky there. 1:42, third quarter. Not a good play there. Hankins trying to do too much for the Tigers. Quelo in the left corner. Again, they try to force a pass. Going the other way. Hankins runs down. No call. There's the late call. Yoakum draws the foul. Offensive foul on Hankins. The trail official should have called it, didn't. Had to get the far side official to come in late on that call. Yoakum hustled back, got his feet set, took the contact full chest with the knees of Hankins. 36-30. Warriors on top. Need to settle down and have a good possession here. Quelo in the left corner starts to drive. Nothing there. Gets it to Dyer. Back out to Yoakum to Grove. Grove resets the offense in the corner to Dyer. Skip pass. Yoakum drives, hangs, off balance, missed the shot. Pass ahead to Bayer. Bayer puts the brakes on, finds Tolan, drives, hangs, misses, has it, lost it, battle in the corner. We're going to get a loose ball foul on Dyer. Danny Dyer with the loose ball foul. His first, I think. Second. And the third team foul on the Warriors. Carton in. JJ gets a break. So it's Carton, Quelo, Yoakum, Dyer, and Grove. Pass in to Tolan along the baseline. Backs down. Little jump hook up and in. He got in deep. Couldn't stop it. Four-point game again. It was six at halftime. Warriors had a nine-point lead in this quarter. Yoakum. Ball tipped. Quelo comes down with it. He's trapped in the corner. Finally gets it to Dyer. Dyer fakes over to Carton. Carton backs it out. Settles down the offense. 15 on the shot clock. Carton pulls up. Over to Quelo. High post. Down to Dyer on the baseline. Missed the shot. Had a nice little eight-footer there. Couldn't convert. Going the other way. Bayer. Ball loose. Yoakum had it. And Yoakum's going to be called for the foul. He pushed off against number 12, James, into the game as he was trying to control that ball. Nice little stiff arm from Yoakum. Picks up his third foul. He's going to get Khalil Mirza into the game. He gets Yoakum out, so he won't pick up a fourth. Khalil hustles to find his man here with 10.8 in the third quarter. And we've got an inadvertent buzzer maybe. I don't know. 10.8 on the clock. Inadvertent. I think the clock didn't start or something. James to inbound here in front of us by the end of the bench of the Tigers. Tolan looking at the three with 7 seconds. Drives, loses it, gets back. He's double. Jump ball. Nice job by Quelo. Tolan throws the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Taft ball with 3 seconds left to go. Third quarter. McCormick gets it in. Bayer dumps it down. Shot is missed by Battle. Grove challenging. After three, the Warriors lead 36-32. We're going to the fourth with the Warriors on top by 4 points. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Fourth quarter action here from Taft High School. We've got a good one. The Warriors leading 36-32. Thank you for joining us, whether it's on Podbean or KLYC. Warriors ball to start the fourth quarter. Winner plays Dayton at Sprague High School Saturday evening. Carton fakes the three, drives baseline, pulls up too hard on the jump shot. Pass ahead. Bayer puts the brakes on, leaves it for a three-point attempt, missed off Carton's hands out of bounds. That was Hankins with the miss. Way short, didn't get his legs under that shot at all. Tiger ball out of bounds. The inbound to Hankins. Bounce pass to McCormick. The foul line. Kicks it out to Battle. Bayer swings to Hankins and then gets it back. Hankins lobs to Bayer. Fakes. Comes back down with it. Misses the shot. And we're going to get a foul on Dyer again. Away from the ball. Loose ball foul. Fanny really struggling tonight. with some unnecessary fouls. He's out, Aird's in. Dyer putting his hands on people, and that's what they keep calling is that two hands. Hankins pulls up, misses, Aird with the rebound, so no harm. Early in the fourth quarter, Warriors up 36-32 with the ball. This scrappy, extended 3-2 zone causing some problems. Brell pulls up, misses the jumper. Got it from about 12 feet. It's a good shot. Going the other way. Bounce pass down low, picked off by Carton. Carton pushes hard, back toward the Warriors' end. It's poked away from behind. Warrior basketball. He dribbled right in front of Hankins, who said, I can knock that away for you. Warriors ball right side of the key along the baseline. Brell to inbound. They box it up. Goes in the right corner. On top to Aird. Aird. High post. Brell back to Grove. Aird on the right wing. Gets it back over to Grove and Aird. They play catch. Feed the high post. Brell in the corner to Coelho. Coelho bodied along the baseline. That'll be the first foul on the Tigers. Foul is on Hankins. That's his fourth. That would be a tough one. He's a good defender. They're going to get him out and Tolan in the next dead ball. Aird on top. Carton, left corner, Grove, fakes, drives baseline. Tries to feed Brell, knocked away. He gets it back out to Aird. He'll take a three. Hits it! Brandon Aird hasn't done anything offensively all night. He has now, folks. Makes it a seven-point Warrior lead, 39-32 from that right angle. Great-looking shot. Brandon Aird confidently stepped up and stroked that three. Battle D'd up by Carton. Battle picks it up. Carton all over him. Throws it over to Hankins. Hankins working the right angle. On top, McCormick swings left side to Battle. Battle trying to drive. Nothing there. Carton knocks it away. They go in the corner. Hanging, missing is Bayer. They save it. Bayer along the baseline. Tough reverse up and in. There should have been a foul on this side. It was missed by the official, the same official that's missed a lot. It's all right. It's the way it goes. Grove tries to feed. Down low, picked off. Throwing ahead to Battle. Battle hangs, lays it up and in. Warriors not taking good care of the basketball here. And Coach Lillibeau takes the timeout. He's also the athletic director here. We're going to have a full timeout. We'll take a break. Warriors up 39-36, 5:26 left to go, fourth quarter. This is KLYC and Podbean. Warriors ball as we come out of the timeout. 39-36. Amity with a three-point lead with 5:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. Winner plays Dayton for the district championship at Sprague High School on Saturday. Grove walks it across over to JJ back in the game. Been a while since we saw him. They go to JJ on the wing, skip pass to Carton. Left side three. No good. JJ with the rebound if he can get it. And he's knocked out of bounds and no call on the foul. My goodness. A lot of contact there. Ball goes off of JJ. Not a good possession for the Warriors again. They've had a few bad ones here in a row outside of Aird's three. Battle, high post McCormick. Warriors in man-to-man defense. They back it out. Nightingale with the ball. Carton all over him. Nightingale, where's the five-second call? He jumps, hangs, and scores in the lane. He's got eight. He just made that happen. Aird going the other way. On top to Grove, over to JJ, one-point Warrior lead. They've been up by as much as nine in this second half. Carton drives, hangs, flips it up, missed. Rebound to McCormick. Ahead to Tolan. Tolan leaves it for Battle. Should be an offensive foul. No call there. JJ with the rebound, though, after Bayer missed. Bayer extended that right arm and pushed Grove to the ground. Warriors want a timeout. 4:06 left to go in the fourth quarter. Amity on top, 39-38. It's a full timeout. will stay here. The last few times down the court, the Warriors have really tried to force passes instead of taking what the defense gives them. They've got to reverse the ball more quickly, I think, and look for those open threes on the backside. They did get one by Trent. He didn't make the shot, but they're getting beat on the boards pretty bad right now. We got to get more out of JJ and Trent and Brandon in there, rebounding, and Keon. Can't be losing the battle of the boards. Taft, this is what they do. They're scrappy. They're physical. They hang in there by doing all the little things. Warriors have had some good leads in this game. In the third quarter, they got up, I think it was 30. I think they got up 35 to 26 at one point. They couldn't finish the quarter. Might have been 36 to 27. I don't remember. I think it was 9. But Taft finished the quarter better than they did, and they're starting this quarter better. 1-point Warrior lead. They love to trap the corners and the high post. Burrell with the ball. Back over to Coelho. Coelho feeds Grove, popping through the baseline to Coelho. High post, Burrell. Burrell takes the three. No good. Aird knocks it loose. Pass ahead to Bayer. Steps through. Lays it up and in. And the Tigers have their first lead in a long time. I think since the first quarter. Since it was 11 to 9. Coelho for three. Hits it! What a big shot by Con Coelho at the other end from that right wing. Warriors back on top, 42-40. 3:10 and counting to go in the fourth quarter. Battle over to Bayer. Bayer on the right wing, JJ on him. Make it tough for Bayer to get a shot off. JJ's got him by about 6 or 7 inches. Popping out, Tolan gives it to Nightingale for three. Hits it. Oh, my. Nightingale answers. He's got 11. Big shot by the junior. Warriors back down one. Underneath, it's Aird. Turns, powers up, and in! Brandon Aird with an awkward-looking little hook shot, but he got it in there. Power move in that low right post. Warriors by one, 44-43. Battle on the left wing. On top, Tolan swings right side. Three-pointer. No good by Bayer. Rebounded by Vrell. Gets it to Grove. 2:20. Fourth quarter. They're going to try to trap and get this ball. Nope, now they're playing man-to-man. No trapping. Aird out to Grove. Fakes the three. Drives. Flips it up. Fouled? Yes. He almost called the offensive foul. He changed it to a block at the last second. And I'm with Coach Lillibo on this one. I'd want to talk to the official, too. I want an explanation. You looked like you were going to call offense. You changed your mind. This is a veteran official, though. And he gives the explanation. Coach Lillibo. And that's the right thing as an official. He processed kind of what he had just seen and then went with the call that he knew was right. Grove hits the first one. Sometimes officials make up their mind too early what the call is going to be. You know there's contact. You know there's a foul. Take your time. Get the call right. You can replay what you just saw. Second one missed by Grove. It's 3 out of 4 from the line. 45-43. Warriors on top. 2 minutes to go. Nightingale right wing. Coelho on him. It's battle at the foul line. They double him, then drop back into single coverage. Bayer on the left wing. 15 on the shot clock. Battle backs it out with 12. Knocked away by Aird. Can't get to the ball. Battle throws up an off-balance shot. JJ with the rebound. Minute 35. Warriors up 2. They want to foul, and they're going to foul. They've got to get into the bonus here. That's only their third team foul. Coach Lillibo knows that if he doesn't get into the bonus here, the Warriors are going to be able to run a lot of clock. And he wants to have the option of getting into the bonus. So he might take another foul here right away. JJ with the ball. Takes his time. Now they foul. So now they have four. So now they can play this straight up. I like this by Coach Lillibeau. Get yourself in a position. There's 35 on the shot clock, a minute 27 to go in the game. You're down two. Now they'll play straight up defense, but they can foul if they need to. And we're going to get a 5-second call on the Warriors. That is terrible. No, they got a foul on JJ away from the ball. So that's the second team foul on the Warriors. First, it's the third on JJ. He had a push trying to get loose. So, Tigers with the ball, 45-43. Swing it left side. It's Nightingale. He's got 11 in the game. Hit a big three a little while ago. He drives, hangs, banks, scores. Jackson Nightingale was quiet in that first quarter, but since then, he's been the man. Tie game, aired, drives, kicks. Brell for three. No good. Rebound, Grove, knocked away and controlled by Tolan. Tie game with a minute to go. Tolan, ball's loose, gets it back. On top, 26 on the shot clock. Right side battle, back on top to Bayer. Tie game. High post is Nightingale. Turns, shoots from 12. No good. Ball's loose, picked up by Bayer. Misses the shot. Rebound, Grove. 40 seconds. Grove heads up the floor. And he is fouled. A timeout taken. Andrew was expecting that timeout to be called sooner. He kind of gave up his dribble. Didn't get the timeout from Coach McShane. Took a little bump. They could have called a foul there and put Grove on the line to shoot two. Full timeout. We'll stay right here. 45-45. Four fouls on the Tigers. So any foul by the Tigers here will put the Warriors on line to shoot two. There's 35.2 seconds left to go. 30 on the shot clock. There's only two team fouls on the Warriors. So the Warriors could run this down to 5 seconds. Well, really about 6 seconds before they shoot. But what we've seen in high school basketball is it looks easy when you see the pro players do it. Take that clock down, that shot clock down to a second, and then get off a quality shot. It's a lot harder to do at this level. These are not professional basketball players, folks. They will panic inside of 5 seconds and jack something up. So as a coach, you have to be careful about running the clock down too far because a lot of times the players lose their composure a little bit and take a bad shot with time left on the shot clock. So I think you're looking for the first good shot you can get. Grove with the ball. Cabrell back to Grove. Cousins play catch there. Grove works to the right. Gives it to Aird. Fakes. Back to Grove on top. 18 on the shot clock. Quelo with the ball. Works to the right. Over to Aird. Aird back to Quelo on top. Over to Aird. Aird. Bounce pass to Quelo with 7 on the shot clock. JJ with the ball. This is who they want shooting. Kicks it to Aird. Three-pointer right side. No good. JJ tips. Shoots. Short. Rebound. Pushed ahead. Tolan does not get the shot off. We're going to overtime, folks. Oh, my goodness. 45-45 at the end of regulation. Warrior basketball will be right back. All right, Warrior fans, ready for overtime here. 4 minutes on the clock from Taft High School. Amity was up one after a quarter, up 6 at halftime, up 4 after 3, but and had the last possession there, a chance to run that clock down and get a good shot. Aird had a wide open 3, just couldn't get it to drop. On the floor for the Warriors to start this overtime period, it is Carton, Grove, Howard, Aird, and Burrell, the starting lineup for the Warriors. JJ will jump center with Tolan. JJ wins the tap. It's off the hand of McCormick and out of bounds to the Warriors. 45-45. As we head into this overtime period, no time off the clock there. There should have been. Grove walks it across half court. Gives off to Carton. Carton bodied. Next foul, the Warriors will shoot free throws. Grove starts to drive. Bounce pass to JJ on the left wing. Skip pass to Aird. Aird, pump fake, drives, kicks out to Grove for three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Carton with the rebound. Stripped on the way back up. Rebound, Vrell puts it up short. Battle with the rebound. Vrell did a little jump hook and just left it about a foot short. Battle, hands off to Nightingale, who's been a problem for the Warriors in the second half. Left corner, Bayer drives, kicks back out to Battle. On top, Nightingale, JJ on him, gets a screen, turns the corner from the elbow, short, JJ tips to himself. Hands off to Andrew. Still tied at 45, a minute gone here in the overtime, three to go. Andrew, high post, Keon fumbles it. Andrew gets it back. Over Trent on the left wing. Looks at the three. It's not there. Backs it out. This zone defense is very aggressive at that high post. Down low, Aird fouled. He'll shoot two. Nice pass from Vrell to Aird. Puts Brandon on the line. Brandon 0 for 2 from the foul line tonight. 2:37 left to go in overtime. Still tied. Aird with a chance to change that. First free throw. Misses it. Wide left. Not even close on that one. Aird with one more coming. He's got 5 points in the game. None of them from the foul line. Now he's got one from the foul line. Sixth in the game. Warriors up 46-45. 2.5 minutes to go. Overtime. Tigers with the ball. Battle sets it up. Over to Bayer on the right angle. Popping out is Tolan, top of the key. Down in the corner, Battle for three. No good. Rebound, Grove. Nice box out by JJ to keep McCormick off there. Grove came in and cleaned it up. Aird over to JJ for three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Aird with the rebound. Stripped, foul. He'll shoot two again. Brandon Aird doing a yeoman's work on the inside boards there. Foul is on number 24. So that's the, I don't think so. I think it was on 23. There we go. It's the third foul on Nightingale. Aird gets the first one to bounce around and go in. Hit two in a row. 2:09 remaining overtime. One more for Aird. Buries that one. After missing his first three foul shots, he's made three in a row. Warriors up 48-45. 2 minute mark in overtime. Bayer with the ball. Goes right to Nightingale on the wing. Tolan pops out, but Aird denies. Directing traffic. Nightingale works left. He's fouled by Carton, a blocking foul. Third team foul on the Warriors. That's Trent's first foul of this game. That's amazing because he's physical. They go high. They run cutters to the basket. Warriors defend well. Hand off to McCormick. Tries to go inside. Not there. Tolan with the ball. JJ on him on the right wing. Turns. Nothing there. Good defense by JJ. Very disciplined. 22 on the shot clock. They go high post. McCormick hands off to Bayer. Bayer left corner. Nightingale misses the three. He's hurt the Warriors in the second half. He missed that one. Trent with the rebound, and he'll get it across half court. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach McShane with 24 on the shot clock, 1:17 on the game clock, 48-45 Amity Warrior lead. It's a full timeout. We will stay here. So I would be curious from Mr. Harzma here to know what he thinks the Warriors will run. What are they going to run? What do you run? You got 24 seconds. What are you running? What are you looking to get here?
Something in a backdoor cut. They're going to be overly aggressive.
Backdoor cut because they're going to be overly aggressive, trapping out top. And your best backdoor cutter is JJ on that left side. So we'll see if Tim's right on that. I think if they'd love to get JJ on a set play cutting on that weak side on the left side of the floor, and look for a high-low action from Vrell to JJ. So we'll see what happens there. Taft back on the floor. They've got McCormick, Bayer, Nightingale, Tolan, and Battle on the floor. Warriors, it's Carton, Brell, Aird, JJ, and Grove. Brell inbound. Gets it into Andrew. 115. Andrew works left. Gives it to JJ on top. Over to Carton. Carton dribbling right. Back to JJ down low on the block. Hangs. Lays up. No. Aird. Foul. No call. Ball's loose. Aird gets it back. On top. No call. Could have been an offensive foul on JJ. Could have been a defensive foul against McCormick. The officials swallow their whistle. 50 seconds. Carton drives. He's fouled on the drive. He'll shoot two. Foul's going to be on Battle, I think. 46.3 seconds. Trent to the line to shoot two. Shoots probably 70% on the year. First one for Trent. Perfect. He is 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. Had 8 in the first half. He's got 6 in this half. And now he has 7. He buries those 2 free throws calmly. 5-point game. Warriors need to be smart. No fouls here. Pass ahead to Bayer. Left wing. Bayer to Nightingale on top. He's their best scorer. Nightingale works off, hands off to Battle. Battle, top of the key, hands to Bayer. Bayer back to Nightingale. 1-3. Good closeout by Grove and Carton. And a timeout taken by Coach Lillibo. 27 seconds to go, fourth quarter. No, no. 27 seconds to go, overtime. Warriors up 50-45. And it's a full timeout. We'll stay here. Taft going to have to get a quick basket and a foul. So that's what Lillibo's talking about here. First, you got to get your quick basket. But regardless of what happens, you have to foul immediately. So he's got the same 5 in the game. Nightingale's probably his best scorer. Bayer is second best. Bayer might be a little better outside shooter, but he has a hard time getting his shot off against a good defense because he's only about 5'8". You've got Tolan, who seems to be a decent mid-range and in offensive threat. And then you got Battle, who hasn't done anything all night. He's got 4 points, but he's missed 3 or 4 three-pointers. And you've got McCormick, who's kind of your screen setter and banger. McCormick in the game hasn't scored, but he's on the floor. They need a quick basket here. They're going to inbound just to the right of the scorer's table. Carton up tight on Nightingale, inbounding the ball. They get it in the corner. Bayer steps to the left, takes the three, hits it. He got loose. And another quick timeout by Coach Lillibo. It's a 2-point game now. So this is what I'm confused about. Why does he need another timeout right now? That should have been drawn up in this previous timeout, that if we make the three, we're immediately fouling on the inbound. So I'm not really sure why this timeout needed to be taken. I think this was a wasted timeout. You got the three-pointer you wanted. Everything worked perfectly. You should have had step two already drawn up in that previous timeout that we're going to foul man-to-man defense, and you foul as soon as the ball is inbounded. Good sound and pep band here from Taft High School. So 22.4 on the clock, 50-48 after the Bayer three-pointer, his third three of the game, but he hadn't done much since the third quarter. Brell has the ball on the baseline. He can run the baseline, since that was a made basket. JJ trying to get it in. They get it to Grove, and there's the foul. Foul committed by Bayer. I don't think Bayer's in any foul trouble. That's going to put Grove on the line to shoot two. 20.2 seconds remaining. That's the third on Bayer. So Grove to the line, hits the first one. Andrew, 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. That's all his points. His value is not usually as a scorer. It is as the point guard. Buries them both. Clean as can be. It's a 4-point game. That's huge. Warriors can just back off and play defense. It's a 4-point game. Back off meaning not foul. Bayer for 3. Misses this one. Rebound. Burrell, he's fouled by Nightingale. With 12 seconds to go, Burrell walks to the line at the other end to shoot 2 free throws. Warriors will keep their defense back. Burrell will go up there to shoot 2. I don't like bringing your defense back simply because by putting them on the line, it makes it feel more normal for your shooter. He's not used to shooting with just those players up there. But doesn't matter. Burrell hits the first one. I always like to keep things as normal as possible for my shooters. One more for Burrell, 53-48. Chance to make it a 6-point lead. And he does. Free throw shooting down the stretch by the Warriors. Pretty impressive, folks. I'm not going to lie. Warriors back off. They don't have to do anything. Nightingale jacks up a deep 3. Misses. Grove can't get to it. Does get to it. He can dribble it out. He'll take it in for the blocked shot. But that doesn't matter. The game is over. 54-48. Warriors win this one. The student section comes out to celebrate. Great win for the Warriors here. They had that lead by 4 after 3 quarters. They went to overtime and outscore the Tigers by 6 in the extra 4 minutes. All right, folks, let me get some totals here for you. J.J. Howard had 3 threes. And let's see. Looks like if I can get the numbers here, he had 10, 15, 17 points in the game. Trent Carton with 8 in the first half and 15 in the game. Brandon Aird, scoreless in the first half, had scoreless in the first 3 quarters, actually, had 8 points in the game and made his last 3 free throws. Grove made a pair of free throws down the stretch and had 5 points. Carton made a pair of free throws down the stretch. Burrell made a pair of free throws down the stretch, part of his 4 points. I think the Warriors made their last 9 free throws in that game, if my count is right. Huge win for the Warriors. They will play Saturday. Let me check and see. Tashi, what time do the boys play on Saturday? 6? 5. So 5 o'clock Sprague High School. Girls play at 6:30-ish, 7? 7. All right, so 5 and 7, boys and girls play Sprague High School for the district titles, respectively. Until then, this is Jeff. Have a great night, everybody.